Welcome to the English programmes. Look at the latest things going on at the Beeb. Yes, well, because we're going to talk about Wimbledon in just a second, we're looking for some sort of music which sort of, you know, could be associated with England and tradition and everything. And all we could find, listen to this. Click the button, Pilar. Have a sort of a jazzy version of Greensleeves, which is English, I suppose. Wasn't it written for Henry VIII? I believe so, yes. So, there we go. Right. Onwards and upwards, we have some info here from the official BBC press office page for the 29th of June. Wimbledon today is on 10:30, BBC Two, 1 till 3:25, BBC Two, 1:45 to 6, BBC One, and HD as well, don't forget that, and 5:50 to 8, BBC Two, and 8 till 9, BBC Two. You know what, I think they should do more than that. I don't think they're doing it enough, are they, Pilar? They're not putting Wimbledon on enough, quite frankly. So Wimbledon 2011, the official website for the BBC's coverage thereof is bbc.co.uk/Wimbledon. Sue Barker introduces live coverage of the men's quarterfinals at Wimbledon. And the, I don't know if I should read this because maybe it's out of date, because this was published last week, so I don't think it is out of date, but anyway, there we go, that's Wimbledon for you. And if you don't fancy the tennis, if you're not really into tennis, and I've got to be honest, I'm not, then there are other things you can watch as well. For example, Waterloo Road, episode 9 of 10 is on 7:30, BBC One, bbc.co.uk/Waterloo Road. There may be a spoiler here, so watch out. It's decision day at Waterloo Road, as the staff nervously await the local authorities' decision on whether to close the school. Oh my goodness. Pressure grows on Eleanor as she realises the consequences of her actions, and Karen discovers her duplicity. Meanwhile, Chris stirs up some healthy competition between the staff and Year 10s as they pull on their wellies to help with a community garden project. But he's quickly sucked back into dealing with Scout's dysfunctional life as her mum leaves her and brother Liam home alone. Elsewhere, Vicky and Ronan are keen to make a fresh start as Vicky receives some heartbreaking news, and Aidan finally realises he has to take responsibility for his actions. So there we go, folks. Action-packed. As always, we have some information, a little synopsis thing on In With The Flynns in just a moment. I've never seen In With The Flynns. If you have, we'd love to hear from you your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions. Yes, thanks, Pilar. I shall remember in the future when you're speaking. I shall press the music before you're finished. Okay, we have about 45 seconds now to tell you rather quickly as possible here, about In With The Flynns, which I've never seen, but Caroline arrives home to find Jim in a state of panic as the comedy about real family life continues. He's found a fake driving license belonging to 15-year-old Chloe. As Jim points out, even Lewis Hamilton had to wait until he was 17. Chloe's not answering her phone, but Liam goes onto her computer, a serious violation of privacy, and discovers that she's going to a flash party. Find out more about that. In fact, watch it. It's on tonight, 8:30, BBC One, In With The Flynns. This is the English programme.